Hello, hello. Welcome to Happy Hour. This is DJ Gen X, and you are listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Thank you so much for joining me. I am having my happy hour tonight, and that was actually Ants Marching, which started the show off tonight, because I've got a bunch of different things I want to talk about. I picked that song for a reason, and I'll get back to that in a minute, but what I was thinking for today's show is that I would just, since we're in quarantine, I would just go around to the people who I'm quarantined with, and I am quarantined with quite a few people, and I would just interview them and find out kind of what their thoughts are. So I thought I'd start with my ex-husband. So he has agreed to sit here and have a chat with us for my happy hour show. I wanted to get some thoughts and feelings about how people are coping besides me in this pandemic, because this is like history we're living in. So today is April. Well, we're in April 2020. We're almost mid-April, so here we are. And I want to introduce my guest. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. Thank you.
This is my ex-husband. Won't be using his name to save him from, you know, whatever. But thanks for coming to the show. I appreciate it. Normally, people that get divorced don't really get along as we do. So we have an unusual relationship, and it's really great because we're able to co-parent, and our kids get us all the time, right?
Right, right. Never thought I would be doing any kind of radio show with my ex-wife, but yes, that's right.
So what I asked you, I asked you to come on the show because I wanted to talk to you about what life has been like for you the last couple of weeks. I know for me, it's been, I feel like I'm going through these phases, like almost like a death. It is kind of like a death, like you're grieving, you know, things that, like, we didn't have any warning. We didn't know that we weren't going to have jobs, or that our offices were going to close, or that we weren't going to see our friends for weeks. We didn't know any of that. And it just happened abruptly. So how are you dealing with that? What are some of the things you're feeling, if you don't mind sharing?
I agree. It is kind of a grieving process. You know, first it was not so much denial, but kind of anger and disbelief. And it's nothing unique, but I think, you know, you kind of settle into your routine, and I think humans are very adaptable, and you kind of adapt to your environment. That's not to say that you're putting it on the, you know, you're not thinking about it, or it's not in the forefront of your mind, but you do adapt. So I'm kind of getting used to, in a weird way, getting used to this weird
new
routine.
Yeah.
And it's odd, and I don't like it. I mean, I want to go back to the way things were. And I'm starting to find that my days are just kind of like, oh, here's another day.
Right.
I
think the first couple of weeks, it's been kind of just adjusting and learning how to use Zoom and learning how to have meetings for, I don't know, you're still working, aren't you?
I am working still.
Okay. So you're still working. So you're going to wake up and go to, you know, in your pajamas to a Zoom meeting or something? Is that how it works?
No, actually. So we talked about this before. I try to keep my routines as much as possible through this thing. So, you know, I'm waking up a little bit later. I'm sleeping a tad later, and I'm going to bed a little bit later at night. But for the most part, when I wake up, I'm kind of sticking to my routine. So, which is for me, is to get up, you know, have coffee, kind of, you know, shake out the cobwebs, you know, really wake up. So I'm not sitting around in my, you know, pajamas or anything, but I am more relaxed and more casual. But to keep the sanity, I'm trying to adhere to my daily routines as much as I can.
Right, and that's probably why I'm having this interview with you, because had we not been in quarantine, we wouldn't be here. Right. Anyway, so thank you again. We joke often about BC before Corona, which was just a few weeks ago, and life was just so, so different then, and times have changed so much. So that's what I wanted to get your thoughts and feelings. I also kind of wanted to think, kind of get your thoughts about, like, what do you think we can do to change things in the future? I mean, there's so many different, you know, there are conspiracy theories. People are saying, oh, it's coming from the bats, the cats, the dogs, whatever, you know. But what do you think we can do moving forward? Obviously, humans have to change. And this is kind of our sign, right? We've been forced to it. What do you think we can do moving forward besides washing our hands, you know, to make things better?
Well, I think there are a lot of things, you know, on a personal note. Just seeing the death and destruction, and you know, seeing and hearing and reading about the horrible stories about people who lost loved ones that they couldn't even visit. They didn't have time, and people are missing weddings and birthdays and funerals, unfortunately. So for me, it's kind of a wake up call that, you know, anything that we have can be taken away from us at any time. And it doesn't have to be a big freight train, you know, or a Mack truck, you know, coming down the road at us that we can see.
Right. You never know.
But you just never know. I mean, this thing sneaked up on a lot of people to some extent.
Maybe not Trump.
Which, you know, a different conversation. But, you know, for us common folk, we heard about it. It was across, you know, on the other side of the world. Didn't really think, you know, speaking for myself, didn't think about it much. You know, that's a shame, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden it became an issue in our country.
Exactly the day for us anyway. It was March 8th. Our son had a birthday party. He turned 14. And the day after it was like, boom, lockdown. And then our other son, it was in school in New York, and we flew him home, thank goodness, before they even closed his school. But he also is a senior getting ready to graduate. So hopefully in a few weeks he'll be getting his diploma in the mail. But that's just how it is for everybody. So it's just a huge change. And
So I think for me, the important thing is to, you know, keep sight of really what's important, which is family. I think everybody is, you know, in close quarters now with their families, more so than they were. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it seems to offer us an appreciation for what's really important in life. And that's, you know, to say what you want to say to somebody, you know, do the things that you want to do with your family, spend more time with them. You just never know when something's going to be ripped away from you. And, you know, we're pretty fortunate here. There are cases in Marin, but compared to other parts of the country and the world, we're so blessed. And I'm so thankful that we don't have the same type of destruction that we're seeing.
Right. And even just the poor people in New York City, we were there a few months ago visiting, and just getting on the subway and, you know, holding on to the bars and, you know, just touching everything in sight, and then getting to dinner and then kind of going, yeah, I guess I feel, my hands feel dirty, I better go wash them. But like, now you wouldn't even think of doing that.
Yeah. Now you don't want to go anywhere near anything like that. And, you know, it's wash your hands all the time and this and that. And I think out of this will come another, you know, an appreciation for hygiene.
Right.
And just, you know, the fact that we can transmit things, we do all the time.
Right.
Even when we wash our hands, we still are. But
when we're passing this mic right now, we're like right here.
That's right.
Okay. That's just fun. That's just, yeah, exactly. No, don't worry, everybody. We are 6 feet, and we are definitely keeping social distance here. So that's, you know, I thought because of that, you know, just talking about the subways and people going through the day without even looking straight ahead, and everybody's doing the same old thing. And, you know, we all became that monotonous. Everybody was on their phone constantly. So I feel like, you know, it kind of broke. It had to break, and we all had to kind of have some new. And the only night really kind of silver lining here is that we've been able to all sit down as a family and be together and spend more time together and have family dinners, which, you know, weren't happening as much.
Yeah. And, you know, I look at a lot of memes lately. I have been, just because, you know, I think some of them are pretty clever. But I saw one the other day, and it was just, I don't even know if the true definition of meme, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't an image or anything. It was just text.
Yeah.
And it said something to the effect of, you know, if you're not taking this opportunity to change something in your life, then you're not paying attention. And so whatever that is, it speaks to different people.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, if it's an appreciation for your family, or if it's time to clear out your closet or your garage.
Yeah.
But
speaking of garage, my next episode is all about the inside of my garage, because I've been going through here and I've found some treasures. I've come into some memories. So that's next week. But yeah, that's exactly it. So I thought for the first song we'd play, because it's so appropriate. And of course, you know, who is my favorite?
Dave Matthews
Band. So everybody, this is Ants Marching, and it's his song he made in 1994, and it talks about how we just go through the day without even looking at each other. We're just aimlessly living our lives. So here we go. One of my all-time favorite songs by Dave Matthews Band, Ants Marching.
cards exchange, no time to exchange you and I.
Was Ants Marching by Dave Matthews. That's Under the Table and Dreaming album from 1994. Okay, we're here. I'm lucky enough to have my ex-husband here with me to do the show. He's been so kind. We're quarantined together, so I thought let's interview. Let's get something recorded. We're here. We're recording history together. And so welcome again.
Thanks. That was a good tune. I think we saw Dave, four or five times?
I think I dragged him to Dave Matthews way more than that, first of all. Well, at least I did. But, okay, I'm going to throw a piece of trivia, some Dave Matthews trivia. Not trivia, but I'm going to see if your jaw drops. I wish you guys could all see his face right now. Do you know who the violinist of Dave Matthews Band is?
That was Leroy.
No.
Oh, I don't recall his name.
Do you remember what he looks like?
Yeah, he had the long dreads. And
yes, Boyd.
Boyd, that's right.
Boyd Tinsley. Yeah. I read yesterday that he was fired from Dave Matthews Band in 2018.
Oh, wow, really? Wow, that's big news.
You didn't know that? You usually come to me with the good, with all the news. I did. I read that. Apparently, he was fired for something having to do with some sort of Brett Kavanaugh-ish type Me Too movement kind of harassment. Yeah. So, yeah. But anyway, enough of that. It is April 2020. We're mid-April, right there on the 14th today. And I wanted to just talk about a few things, but I want some real feel-good stories. Can you tell me any good stories that you've seen on the news about, like, how are people celebrating birthdays? How are people having weddings anyway? How are people doing anniversaries? Give me some good news.
Well, I think we've all seen the virtual, you know, Zoom and all that stuff. But something I saw recently, I saw a video of a girl of a mutual friend of ours. Her daughter, her 16-year-old daughter, had a 16th birthday a week or two ago. And instead of the normal get-together gathering party, all of her friends and others, I guess, drove by her house. So she was standing out front on her lawn, and her friends drove by one car at a time, and a lot of the cars were decorated with balloons and streamers and banners.
Aw, that's so sweet. So they were, like, driving by, and, like, one at a time or all together?
One car after the other.
Nice. All right, cool. Aw, happy birthday. Well, guess whose birthday's coming up?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. I thought there was an ulterior motive there.
Usually, though, I have to admit, I like to celebrate the entire month And my month just started in April, and it's just not the same. Okay, so what do you think about changing habits? We were talking earlier about like making this the time, like if you're not doing something to change your life. And I'm trying to incorporate some different changes in my life. Like I'm trying to eat better. I'm trying to work out more. I'm trying to make better choices, you know? So are you doing anything like that? Do you think that this is a good time? Like, I think it's a good way to like kind of grab onto something because so many of us feel so hopeless.
Yeah. So for myself, I wanted to document this in some way. I felt it was important for me. Yeah. In the grand scheme of things, it's not for anybody else, but for me it is. I just kind of felt like I should be documenting it. So I actually started keeping a journal a couple of weeks ago. And I'm not updating it every day. That was my intention, but I'm updating it every couple of days, and I'm just kind of writing down how I feel and, you know, what's important to me that day. It's nothing super deep or anything, but it's just kind of a record of this period in everybody's lives.
Right. And it's so, I just feel like that's, it's time for me anyway to make changes.
Yeah.
Doing things different and but it's hard, you know, and it's also hard when you can't connect with people. And normally when you do these life changes, you have a lot of support around you. So we've been leaning on each other a lot. And then obviously doing the whole Zoom thing and, you know, getting together with friends online. I mean, how are you doing?
Yeah. And that's part of the problem with not being able to really to socialize with people because, you know, there's strength in numbers. And when you get together with a group of people to talk about a certain subject, you really get some powerful insight from other people. So we don't have, I mean, we can talk on the phone and all that, but we don't have the luxury right now of being sitting down in person and talking about it and getting ideas or other people's perspectives very often.
Right.
So
it's interesting because I've been also this time's brought us, you said journaling, and I found an old journal in my garage that I've been going through. And it's hilarious to think like what I wrote down stuff that I was feeling as like a 14-year-old kid, and I'm reading it now. My son's 14. He's in eighth grade. And I'm thinking about how big that time was in my life, eighth grade was, especially the second half of eighth grade right before graduation. And I feel for him because he's, you know, he's missing that. But in another way, I'm like, you will never have, you will always remember your eighth grade 2020.
Yeah, for sure. And something else that I'm trying to do is I'm taking photos that kind of speak to what we're going through. And so it's like, you know, the photos, you know, like the arrows that you see taped on the sidewalk in front of a store.
Oh, that's awesome.
I saw somebody online the other day who was actually taking pictures of discarded gloves and putting them because it's so indicative of what we're going through. And it really speaks to what we're going through. And so that's how he's recording it. He's just taking pictures of discarded gloves that he sees on the ground and putting them all together, I think, to show the power of this thing and how it really, you know, affects everybody. So I'm taking, you know, I'm trying to take photos, and at some point I'll put some kind of digital collage together. I'm not sure what it'll look like, but, you know, the photos will speak to where we are now and maybe some insight, not insight, but some thoughts for where we're heading in the future. I don't know.
Right, because life is so different. I mean, I know a big thing in my life, and I've been around for a while, so have you, but, you know, 9/11 was huge. That was life-changing, and this feels like that, but different, right? Because that was, although we weren't in New York, I mean, we were definitely affected, but, you know, and life changed. There was like before 9/11 and after 9/11. And now I feel like there's before Corona, and now it's like after, like we no longer will shake hands. Everybody's wearing masks.
Yeah. Yeah. So the 9/11 thing, it's kind of similar because it's an event that everybody was aware of and was dealing with in their own way. 9/11 truly, for most people here, truly came out of the blue. I mean, like,
right.
I remember waking up and like seeing, you know, the towers falling on TV. This current crisis, there was a little bit more heads up, I think, for us. But I can also liken it a little bit to the power outage that we had recently in Marin County.
Yeah.
It just seems like when there's an event like this that is on everybody's mind and that affects everybody, it's just different than you know, most of the news stories that we read. Right. And so even on a beautiful day like today, it's like 75 degrees out and the sky is blue. But still, because of this crisis, there's a cloud hanging over
everyone.
And so that's something that you can't shake because we're in the midst of it.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I know. I've been sleeping a little bit longer than normal, but also when I wake up at the first few seconds, I'm kind of like, I look out the window and it's beautiful and I'm like, oh, whoa. And it takes me a second to be like, oh, we're in like a pandemic here right now. Yeah. the world is under pressure, right?
Right, yeah. But on the other side of the coin, yeah, you know, birds are still chirping and flying, grass is growing. Yeah, you see people walking their dogs are still making their mess, yeah, you know, on the sidewalk and in the park. So we have to, I think, keep in mind that this is a thing we're going through and we'll get through it and all that.
Right, right. That makes me want to play A Little Under Pressure. What do you think?
Yep.
All right, let's do it. This is Queen and David Bowie, Under Pressure. Enjoy. Under Pressure with David Bowie and Queen. Boy, that was the last dance for Freddie Mercury, maybe, huh? That was close to when he passed away. Yeah. And what a time that was when they, right? HIV and AIDS was just kind of like, that was a big thing, right?
Yeah, there was an interesting line in that song toward the end, people living on the edge of the night. I kind of feel like, whatever that means, but I kind of feel like we're living on the edge of the night and I don't know, darkness.
Watching some people scream, get me out.
Yeah.
It's a powerful song.
So it is.
So many, and you're thinking like what, well, Freddie Mercury wrote that. Apparently he was the one that wrote it, so. I'm just thinking what was going on, and then you watched the Bohemian Rhapsody movie, and that was pretty cool. I loved that. So anyway, I just wanted to end my interview with you and thank you for coming, but let's talk about one more thing. What do you think is going to be the fashion statement for 2020? I personally think people are going to be wearing designer masks and walking around, right? Like, can't you see the Oscars next year? Well, it'll all be remote probably.
Yeah, no, I definitely think masks are here to stay. I think, you know, I think human behavior is going to change a bit. I think more people will adopt the mask,
right.
The mask thing. I don't think we'll see it when we're done with this. I don't think we're going to see it as we do today, but I think, you know, you will see a lot more people out there wearing masks, and I know that a lot of people are, you know, customizing them and putting patterns and pictures on them. So that I think that will be some kind of byproduct of this.
But it's also kind of scary now to think, like, you know, if I'm sitting in a Starbucks and all of a sudden somebody comes in or a group of kids comes in with hoodies and a mask and sunglasses and you can't see them, you know, I'd be a little scared. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I would be scared, but I mean, I think the potential is there for that, but I mean, that's just, I don't think that's anything that we can focus on. I mean, I think most people will wear masks to protect themselves.
Yeah, that's true. We are very level-headed. Sure.
Well, so, yeah, I think we're headed for a lot of change. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see, you know, it's kind of a loss of control right now and uncertainty.
Right.
And it's kind of hard to see through the fog to the future. We need to focus on today and just live our lives one day at a time and get through it as best we can. But I think there are going to definitely be short and long-term ramifications. I mean, I think if you go back historically, pandemics have changed society quite a bit in the past.
Yeah.
And
it just wipes, generate, you know, so many people out.
Yeah. Yeah, but it'll change, you know, it changes things in a lot of ways. So it'll be interesting to see the changes that come about after this. It has an effect on the economy. It has a, you know, effect on a lot of things.
Yeah, well, that changes, but change is good too, right? Change is not always
That's bad. Right.
Changes, right?
Yep.
That makes me think of playing that song. Do you like that song?
Do it.
All right, everybody. Here we're going to play David Bowie's Changes. Actually, this is a remastered 2015 version, so let's see what this is like. Enjoy.
Okay. Still don't know what I was waiting for, and my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I had got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Change it.
Turn and face the strain.
Change it. So the days float through my eyes, but still the
days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up out of it.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Where's your shame? You've left us up to our necks and in.
Was David Bowie Changes. That was a 2015 version, obviously a remake, but the original came out in 1971, and I just love it. I think it's such a good song for these times, because no matter what, whether you like it or not, things are changing all around us, people, and we just have to kind of learn to flow with it, right? I mean, all our worlds just came to a whole new level, a whole screeching halt, and things are shifting for everybody in the entire world, not just you or me, or, you know, everybody has been affected. So my point is that during all of this, this has given me some comfort to go back into my history and go back into, you know, when I was a kid and see what I was thinking and feeling. And I've been reading the front and back of my yearbooks where people write me notes. I've been reading my diaries that, you know, these like really intense problems I had at that age, which were a lot of boy related things because I was boy crazy. But it's funny, and what a gift to have that. So if you have any of that available to you, my mom was amazing and saved every little thing. And then my dad passed away a few years ago, so I've collected all of that stuff. So I have so many things to go through, and it's just giving me that feeling of everything's going to be okay. You know, everything is going to be okay. I'm fortunate enough to have a good life and good people and go to a great school and have this awesome radio show on Penguin. And yeah. Life is hard, but it's good, and things are just challenging right now. So in the meantime, in this time that we're all kind of isolated at home, I want to encourage people to go onto the Dominican website, or Penguin. Actually, it's the Penguin radio website. So you go radio.dominican.edu. And if you go to the website, there's a list of all the DJs that are working from home right now. They're still working hard to make good shows for you to listen to. And every single day there's something there. So you just go to whatever day you want. And there's like, for instance, on Monday, there's at noon. Okay. There's one with, it's called the Anti-Midnight Special with DJ Sugarman. I think he's got some really cool music. He's got really good taste and tunes, so that's one you can listen to. There is one called, here's another one, on Wednesdays, right before, no, yeah, it's actually two before me, Soundwave with DJ Frequency is a cool show. He's got a very chill, relaxed, nice voice, and he's got some good music. And then right after my show on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock, there is Competitive Edge with DJ Coach. She's awesome. She gives me a lot of hope and inspiration. She has so many great tips, especially now that we're all doing our workouts from home and from our neighborhoods here. So I highly recommend going and checking that out. And just so many. So feel free to check that out. My show is still being recorded and uploaded onto the website as well. So you can always check that out. And I am going to go be with my family and leave you all with this wonderful memory of Say Anything. I was talking about it earlier. It's a great scene. It's the boombox scene. And if you know what that is, that's when John Cusack in the movie, his name in the movie is Lloyd, he pulls up underneath Diane, who's his love interest. He pulls underneath her window and he pulls out a big boombox and he plays a song to her full blast. And it was like the most romantic, awesome scene in a movie, I think, ever. Before that was, anyway, that was my life. You can actually Google boombox scene and they will show you exactly what I'm talking about. It's hilarious. He is John Cusack, probably, I don't know, maybe he was 20 years old or something in that movie, but he's absolutely darling and it's a must see. And this is a must know song. So enjoy. This is Peter Gabriel, In Your Eyes. Everybody stay safe, stay clean, and stay healthy. Enjoy. And that was Peter Gabriel with In Your Eyes, a great song from the movie Say Anything. And I was looking today for some really good news so I can give you guys some good news, share some fun stories. And there was one about an old woman who put out a sign in her window saying that she needs more beer. She said she only had 12 cans of Coors Light left in her refrigerator. So she ended up, it went viral. I guess somebody took a picture, it went viral, and she ended up getting 150 ice cold beers delivered to her house. So I thought that was such a sweet story. She was in her 90s, and people felt for her. I thought, oh, maybe we should do that. But yeah, that probably won't work as much for us. Another funny thing that I read in the news today was that Amy Schumer, the comedian, and her husband, they had a son. Oh, I think he's probably about a year maybe. And they named him Gene Attell. And that was his middle name. And then whatever the last name was. She and her husband changed the name to Gene David because they realized after having the baby for, I think it's about a year, that it sounded too much like genital, because it's Gene Attell. So I thought that was really funny. Good for you, Amy. I'm glad you and your husband finally figured that out. As soon as I read it, I was like, yeah, genital. That's what it reads like. Okay, one last really funny thing I read today I came across, and I'm sorry if this offends you if you are into Donald Trump, but here we go. Here, if Donald Trump had been the captain of the Titanic, okay, imagine that. This is what would have happened. This is what he would have said to his people. So if he were the captain of the Titanic, and if you know what the Titanic is, you know how that ended. Okay, here's what he would have said. There is no iceberg. We won't hit an iceberg. I knew it was an iceberg before anyone else knew. No one knows icebergs better than me. The penguins brought the icebergs here. No one could have predicted the iceberg. We cannot allow an iceberg to stop our ship. The crew is spreading fake news about icebergs. Some of you have to drown. I'm the best captain, ask anyone. So there you go, guys. I wanted to leave you with that funny, funny thought. And here we go. One more great song to keep your spirits up. I feel like this now. Nobody's going to stop us. We got to get strong and stick together. Here we go. Queen, one more time. Don't stop me now.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. Stop.
UB40, enjoy your night.
They say we're young and we don't know, won't find out until we grow.
Well, I don't know, baby, that's true, 'cause you got me, baby, I got you. Babe, I got you, babe, I got you, babe.
They say our love won't pay the rent before it's up.
I got you.